Hey yo, what's up? Welcome back to the Square One Show, and I'm your host, Lucas Molepo. I'm glad that you took your time to come and hang out with me today. I really appreciate it. If you are joining us for the very first time and you have no idea what the Square One Show is, the Square One Show is a podcast about the journey. This is a podcast where we just come and we document our journeys, stories to tell, of the things that we are encountering in our daily endeavors and how to get things done, ways that we can get to be productive as we are pursuing our passions and our purpose. We record these conversations with an aim to inspire the listener to pursue their passions and their purpose. So the show is segmentized into two editions, which is the Solo Dolo editions and the guests edition. So what you're listening to now is the Solo Dolo edition, but we also invite guests onto the show and we can get to chat about their journeys. We invite people from various walks of life. We invite leaders, entrepreneurs, visionaries, creatives, artists, musicians, comedians, athletes, corporate people, just everyone who we feel like they have a positive story, their journey is just inspiring, and they can leave a positive impact on our society and on the audience of the show. So even if you feel like you have that story, your journey is like that, I'll have links of my social medias and emails and everything where you can contact me and we can organize a sit down and we document positive, impactful stories. So I hope you're going to enjoy this episode and you're going to listen to our other episodes, our previous episodes and our future episodes. So please follow the podcast on your favorite podcasting app and click on the notification bell so that you can know every time we drop a new episode. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing, guys? I hope you are well. I am well myself. I'm just excited to be with you guys once again. Between the previous episode and this episode, there's just an update on my side of things, or on my side of life. In case you don't know what I do, so I'm a sneaker cleaner. I run I think I always assume you guys know what I do. I don't know why. I think I always assume that you guys follow me on social media and all those. But in case you don't know what I do, I'm a sneaker cleaner. I run a sneaker cleaning company called Clean Steps. We clean, we care, we revive, renew, refurbish. We just do everything that has to do with caring for sneakers. We pick up and we deliver. So it's just a convenient service that can really help you, that can bring convenience into your life. If you haven't tried it yet, it's a super awesome service. Try it. I'll also leave a link in our description so that you can order a service easily. On my side of life, we've had two branches for the longest now, and we were able to open our third branch, which is in Hospital View in Tembisa on a road called Reverend Namani. It's a famous road, you won't miss it. So yeah, it's been something that we've been trusting God for a very long time, and it has finally materialized, and we are so super grateful, and we'd appreciate your support. We'd appreciate that you go and support our new store, become part of the vision, become part of our journey as a small business in the township that is trying to eradicate youth unemployment, and that is also trying to give hope to those around the business to know and to see that we can start things from scratch and they can actually materialize, and we can find a way to take care of ourselves instead of just waiting for the government to do stuff for us. So if you're listening to this episode in October 2021, we are currently running a special on Converse cleans. So if you have a Converse, bring it through. You're going to get 25% discount off of your order. And if you'll be using the service for the very first time, you also get a surprise discount. So the links will be in the description. We really appreciate your support. Terms and conditions apply. Let's get into today's show. So the last time we and another update, it was my birthday this month. If you haven't sent me anything and you can still send gifts, I'm accepting anything. So yeah, just send stuff my way. I turned 19 for the 10th time, so yeah, that was dope as well. Yeah, let's get into this show. So the last time we spoke, or we agreed, or I said that I'm going to cover the topic on the art of saying no, or learning to say no. I think it's a very, very, very important topic that we need to tackle, because most people don't know how to say no. I know that because I was once that person sometime back. Yeah, it can, not knowing how to say no can lead you into areas in your life where you didn't want to be, where you just, yeah, in just a predicament. So if you know what I mean, if you also had that problem or currently have that problem, you know what I mean. And if you currently don't have a problem with saying no, just stick around. Also, maybe you can also learn things that can help you, like mechanisms that you can put in place so that you do not get there to a place where you're just struggling to say no. The show is going to be divided into three points or three parts. The first one being why people say yes, trying to find out the reasons why people say yes. The second part being why we should say no, like reasons why we should say no. And the third part being how to say no, ways that we can say no. So let's get into it. So we are going to try and see and find ways we can stand up for ourselves, reclaim our time, and refuse to be taken advantage of without feeling guilty. So let's get into it. Why do people say yes? Why do people say yes? Why do people just say yes, 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 yes to everything? Number one reason that I was able to come up with is that people are just trying to be nice. People are trying to be nice, to saying yes to everything, to helping people, to giving people stuff, because they're just trying to be nice. And this way of doing things sometimes turns people into doormats without them realizing that, hey, actually I'm a doormat here for these people. And yeah, there's nothing nice about being a doormat, because you are just being taken advantage of. Being nice just turns into a doormat. It turns into to being a go-to person. I'm not saying it's wrong to be a go-to person, but sometimes being a go-to person, it's not nice. Because let's say, for an example, you have 10 people who come to you and say, for example, if I'm your friend and I say, hey friend, I need your help for 5 minutes, and you come help me, that 5 minutes turns into 45 minutes. And the next day I come, I say help me for 45 minutes, and that 45 minutes turns into 2 hours. The following day I come and say, hey, help me with something, that's going to take 2 hours, and then that 2 hours turns into most of the day. You just have people eating into your time for your day. And you are just doing that because you're trying to be nice, and you don't have time to work on yourself. You don't have time to work on important projects in your life that can help progress your life. I don't think that's nice. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't allow people to get into our time like that. So when you are being nice, you assume this role being put upon you that you are the go-to person. And if you have 10 people doing that, asking for 5 minutes here, 45 minutes there, it's, what I've seen is that sometimes 45 minutes turns into 2 hours and you miss out on things that you can be doing that can be beneficial to your own life. First reason, people are just trying to be nice. The second reason, I think people, it's a learned behavior. You just learn from your environment, your upbringing, that you should be nice to people, you should help people, you should, yeah, all these things. And I don't think after we are taught that, there comes a time where we are just sat down and get taught how to say no. So those principles and those values that are put into us as we are growing up, we just grow up with them. And even as adults, we just think we are being nice by just offering our time all the time for people. So that's the second reason, is because it's a learned behavior. Third reason why people say yes is because of low self-esteem issues. Some people say yes to things or to people because they're seeking validation. Just them being able to just give away their time like that, it helps them get that validation. And I don't think that's the safest way to go about getting validation. Other people, they just want to be liked. You know, when you're just trying so hard to be liked, you can just end up saying yes to everything and everyone. The fourth reason is this one, I can say it applies more in a professional kind of setup or environment. If you're a business person or you are working in a corporate or wherever, you fear saying no, especially to people of high influence or people with power, because you fear that you will lose an opportunity. They won't mention your name when opportunities are being mentioned. I think a great example here will be these stories that we all always hear, that there's a person who's sleeping with women so that they can get jobs. These women just find themselves in a position where they cannot say no because this person has the power to give them an opportunity, which is just sad, which is just super sad, and it's heartbreaking. Another reason is that people are just natural people pleasers. I don't know how you can move away from that, just from being a people's pleaser. Yeah, but some people are just naturally people pleasers. I think we should, if you are or if you see traits of that in you, we should actively work on moving away from that. Maybe one day I can make an episode on that, on how to not be a people's pleaser. Other people, they just fear being selfish, and other people are just in environments where there's just too much emotional bullying, so they're just trying to escape the bullying by just saying yes to stuff. I think what we can take away from this part of the show is that when we say yes a lot to people, we are saying no a lot to ourselves, which is something that we should just reverse it and say yes a lot to ourselves, and ultimately that will be us saying no to other people. Let's quickly look at why we should say no, why it's so important for us to say no. It's important for us to say no to protect and guard our time. I think if we don't guard our time and make it a priority to us, someone else will come and they will do that for us. So that's the first reason why we should say no. We should protect our time and prioritize it, or someone else will come and do that for us. The second reason why we should say no is that the more we say no now, the less we'll be able to have to say it in the future. I know that there's that one person that you know in your life that whenever you have or you need something or you need someone to help you with something and you think of them, you already know that an answer that might come there, it's already no. And I do know those people as well, because I think they've said no a lot, that they don't need to say no anymore. We already know the type of things that they can do and the types of things that they cannot do. So another reason why we should say no is so that we won't able, or we will be able to say it less in the future. The third reason is to be more productive. When we say no, we win back our time, we win back our freedom, and with that time and freedom, we can invest it back into the things that we are always working on, the things that mean most to us. We can invest that time there and be productive with the pursuit of our passions and our purpose. The fourth reason is self-preservation. I believe when we preserve ourselves, we care for ourselves so that we can be able to care for others in the future. So when you say no, you preserve yourself so that you take care of yourself to be able to take care of other people. I don't know who I was chatting to this previous week, and the person just told me that, I don't know what we're talking about, but there was a part where they said, you cannot into other people when your cup is empty. That's just not possible. You pour and you pour and you pour and you empty, and now you can't pour into other people. So you need to fill yourself up first so that you can be able to go care for other people. No is a tremendous word with tremendous power that can change our lives for the better. And if you're a person who's struggling with low self-esteem, instead of saying yes, 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 yes to get validation, you should start working on saying no. Because, okay, saying yes and getting validation and being liked doesn't mean anything when those people who like you don't respect you and they don't respect your time. So when you say no, it can also help to increase your self-esteem, because people will now respect you. Those who like you will like you, but at the same time, they'll respect you, and that would serve as a boost for your self-esteem. So they'll respect you and they will respect your time. So no is a very powerful word, and if you feel like you've been struggling, it can help you in those areas. The key point that I would like for us to take away from this part of the show is that the more we say no now, is the less that we'll be able to say it in the future. I think that is very, very beneficial. So if it's hard for you to start, I think you can start with like the little no's. Just start with the little ones, things that are not that big. Yeah, you just feel like, yo, this thing is so small, you can do it yourself, or something like that. You win your time back like that in small areas, so that you set up yourself to be able to say no to the big stuff. Let's move on. Go to our third part, which is how to say no. How to say no. How to say no respectfully without feeling guilty. Way number one we can say no is by being assertive. I believe taking care of ourselves requires us to be assertive, and assertive requires us to be self-confident and to have self-esteem. So assertiveness is just a way of expressing what you want from life and going out there to get it. Going out and getting it. Assertiveness is speaking for yourself. Assertiveness is standing up for yourself with respect, of course. Assertiveness is getting your freedom back and just communicating clearly, being direct and saying, hey, I don't want this, I want that, I'm going to get it, you know. That's assertiveness. And people sometimes confuse assertiveness and aggression. And I used to be one of the people. I used to think assertive people are just angry people. And I think maybe I was seeing it from people who don't do it with humility and respect. We have to be assertive to be able to win back our time, to stand up, to stand our ground, and to refuse being taken advantage of. The first thing that we have to do is by being assertive. I think this has to go to our brothers. Sometimes they think women are disrespecting them, but actually the women are just being assertive, and they are not assertive. That's why they feel like they're being disrespected. So they need to also level up so that they can understand how this thing works, and respect that people just are refusing to be taken advantage of. So yeah, brothers, if you are struggling with being assertive, you need to work on that, because your female counterpart is not being disrespectful, is not being angry when they are being assertive. It can be confused with aggression a lot. And let's just look at what are some of the things that angry people do. Aggressive people, they are just belligerent. They are disrespectful. They are opinionated. Angry people, they like to dominate environments. They feel like they should dominate people, dominate environments. They feel like they're always right. Their ideas are always good. They're always right. Other things can be they don't give people a chance to talk. They out-talk everyone. They just budge in and not let you finish your sentences. So yeah, that's some of the things that aggressive people do. And this is what assertive people do. Assertive people, they just make themselves clear, and they are considerate as they're doing that. And you should be respectful when you do that. You don't talk over others. You admit when you're wrong, and you are courteous as you're standing up your ground and you're refusing to be taken advantage of. So that's the assertive that I am talking about. So the first way we can say no is just by being assertive. Secondly, you can ask yourself, why do I want to say yes to this person? Just find out, why do I want to say yes to this person? Do I want to say yes so that they can like me, so that I can get validation? Is it because I fear saying no? I think it's an important thing to ask yourself, why am I saying yes? And that can take time sometimes, because you can't just keep quiet as someone is talking to you while you're asking yourself questions in your head. As you are doing that, you can just request for time from your requester to say, hey, I need more time to think about this. And that way you're putting pressure on them, the person who's asking you for something. That's where the pressure belongs. It does not belong to you. You don't succumb to the pressure that they are giving you. And most of the time when you do that, the person actually goes away and they go find someone to help them with that thing. So if you face pressure, yeah, just someone is just putting you under pressure for you to say yes or on their requests or for their requests, you just stand your ground and say, hey man, I need more time. Just clearly explain and give good reasons why you need time. And yeah, just be honest. I think honesty is everything, man. I appreciate honesty. Like, when you turn me down on something and you're just honest about it, about your reasons, man, I'll respect you so much. So just give good reasons and be honest, and do not stall. You know, some people, they stall when they don't know what to say. They don't respond messages or emails, or they don't return calls. They just take people in circles because they are fearful or they don't know what to say. I think that's the disrespectful one. Don't do that. I don't appreciate it when people stall me, and I don't like stalling people. Just be straightforward and say, if it's a no, it's a no. If you need more time, you need more time, and give more reasons. If you can't, you can't. And when you say you can't and someone continues to put pressure on you, just if they are that kind of person, just say it back to them, to say, hey, Rachel or Sharon or whoever the person is, to say, hey, I know that you cannot take no for an answer. I know you to be that person, but in this area, my answer is still no. Just tell them straight, say it's not going to change. That way you're just highlighting it back to them, the kind of person that they are. They don't like to hear the word no, but you're not going to change your answer. Your answer is still no. So yeah, just ask yourself the question, why do I want to say yes? Ask for more time to buy time, but give good reasons why you are, and be honest. Say, hey, I need time because I want to say yes, but I don't know if it's because I have the time or I'm fearful that I'm going to lose you as a friend or whatever. Just be forward about that. Don't succumb to pressure. Put pressure back on the person. That's where the pressure belongs. It doesn't belong on you. And don't stall. Just be resolute. Don't stall. Be resolute and just be firm on your decision. Number three, do it with respect. Just do it with respect. If you say no to someone with respect and they still give you a negative reaction, that characterizes them, not you, because you did all you could. You said no, you made your reasons clear, and yeah, you gave good reasons. You done all you could, or you were supposed to. So if they respond or react negatively, that's not your problem. You're not supposed to take responsibility of other people's negative reaction, right? So just do it with respect. That's all you can do. And if people don't respond well to it, it's not your problem. Number four, don't lie about your availability and say you're not in town when you are in town. And now you lie to someone and you go to the grocery store and they see you and they say, but you know, that's not okay. That's not cool. Just be honest. Be straightforward. If you can't do something, say you can't. Number five, you can say no without using the actual words. If you're struggling with no, you can start with saying, hey, I can't help you today because I have to go record a podcast. I have to go do this. I have to go help my mother with this. And let those things be the truth, because if it's not the truth, it means you'll be lying about your availability. Just start there. Say no without using the actual words. Just telling the people, what do you have in your schedule, in your day, so you won't be able to help them. Number six, you can say, you can recommend someone, to say, hey, I can't help you, but I know someone else who can, and recommend someone who can help them, because you believe that person has the time, and or you know that person has the time to, that has the time, the skill set, the expertise to help them on whatever, or to do whatever, or to get whatever for them. And the last one is that you can have a blanket rule. You can have a rule to say, I don't do this. I don't drive my car in these conditions, or to do this, or to go wherever, or I don't do anything on my off days. I don't do anything on Sundays. Sundays are for family. Sundays are for church. Sundays are for whatever that you do. I don't leave the house after 9 o'clock, or those type of things. Just have a blanket rule. I bet there are people, when I am saying this, that you're already thinking about, to say, hey, this person has a blanket rule that they don't, I don't know, attend parties that are Gai Gai or Zhuang Zhuang, you know. Yeah, that, just have a blanket rule. I believe that that also can help you. That brings us to the end of our episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something that can be beneficial in your journey of pursuing your passions and your purpose. I hope you learned something that can impact you and those around you positively. We have to understand that time is a very, very limited commodity. Other things, when you lose them, you can get them back, like money, properties, whatever. But time, you can't get time back. So let's use it wisely and let's prioritize it, because if we don't, someone else will, and they'll come prioritize it for us. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show. Please share the show with people that you feel like they need to hear this episode. So I'm going to start making files, like files that I can share on WhatsApp, for people to be able to share with people that they feel like they need to hear this. So I'm going to leave my email and links in the description below. If you need the files, I can send them to you so that you can share with people that you feel they need to hear the episode. Yeah, but for those that you know they can stream it, please share the links to them so that they can also share with those that are close to them. I would appreciate that word of mouth. And yeah, follow me on social media at Lucas Molepo followed by an underscore on Instagram and on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's just Lucas Molepo. And yeah, follow the podcast as well at The Square One Show, the one being the digit number one. And yeah, just also follow Clean Steps. Come support the vision. We'd really, really, really enjoy and love to have you there. And we are organizing to have the podcast in video sometime soon. Yeah, if you want to be part of that or part of supporting that, there'll be a link in the description of a platform called Buy Me a Coffee. That's where you can buy us coffee. I don't even like coffee, I don't even drink coffee, but we use the finances and the funds to invest back into the podcast so that we can give you quality content. Is there anything else I'm forgetting? I hope I'm not forgetting anything. If I am, I'll share it in our next episode. And yeah, so the next episode, I think the next episode will be talking about boundaries. And let me know if you want me to also prepare something on people pleasers, just or anything that you want us to expand on. You can hit me up on social media and we can chat about that. I can just go make research and come and we talk about that. Yeah, I feel like I'm forgetting something. We plan on having a business warming party for the new branch. Yeah, just let me know if it's a good idea. Just let me know if it's something that you'd like to attend. It's going to be like a business shower, like a baby shower, where we'll have a gift registry of things that are like items that are like less than 100 rands or less than 50 rand. Or you can bring your shoes on the day for them to get cleaned, and let's just support the store. Yeah, if you are keen on attending, if you think it's a good idea, if it's something that you'd like for us to adopt as a community to support each other like that, just let me know also on social media and let's make it happen. But yeah, if it's something that you do want to attend, let us know so that we can just plan accordingly. That's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed the show. Before I leave, I just want to let you know that you matter, you are valuable, and you're doing great in this world. Just keep at it. It's going to be okay. If you're currently not in a good space as well, it's going to be okay. Just speak to someone, speak to a professional. For those who are working on something as we are going towards the end of the year, I wish you all the best. I wish you achieve your goals. Just give it that extra last push. You're going to do great. You're doing great. Just continue aspiring to leaving a positive impact in our society. You matter. You're a great man. Just keep crushing it. Keep smashing it. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. I am Lucas Molepo. I'm signing out for the Square One Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Love you so much. Peace.